And away we go. It is a Monday, kicking off your work week. Holy moly, Monday, January the 6th, 2020. I'm going to screw that up. So far, I think I have a perfect record on air of not screwing up 2020, but I'm telling you, every time I read the date, I know that I am about a half step from saying 2019, but I haven't done it yet. But stay tuned, I might do it in the second hour, you never know. It is Monday, January the 6th, 2020, 15, coming up on 16 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Now program, Scott Spears along with you for the ride. And it's kind of an interesting morning, and it's kind of a tentative morning, to be honest with you, and I'm going to tell you why it's a tentative morning momentarily, because this could be highly interesting, or it could be a total bomb, but we've bombed on this show before, so it would not be the first time. So I'm going to tell you about this in just a second, but some little housekeeping events I want to get out of the way here. This morning, I'm driving in. Now, Monday, especially this Monday, because this is the first real work week that anybody has been back in the new year, 2020. Last week we had New Year's Day. In the middle of the week we had New Year's Eve. The week before that we had Christmas Day. We had Christmas Eve. So it's been a while since we've actually had a really full work week. And that would be today. You know, the holidays are over and away we go. So I'm driving here this morning, and I'm on Route 95, and I'm following this gray car. And the gray car's doing fine. There's no issue there. And I'm in my new car. So, I'm extra tentative driving on the roads now, because the last thing I want to do is get in any kind of wreck or have anybody hit me. You know, you just don't want that when you have a new car, especially since I've only had the car for 6 days. So, which I'm going to talk about that in just a second. So I'm driving down Route 95, and I'm following this gray car, and all of a sudden I see this white car, which is in the middle lane, start to put on the four ways. Now I am in the outside lane, the right outside lane, following this gray car. But I clearly see that this white car, close to the middle lane, slaps on its four ways and is coming toward me. Now, luckily, at that time of the morning, there's not a whole lot of traffic on Route 95, so I was just able to slow up, and the car was able to pull in front of me, and four ways flashing, and kind of moving slow. So we made it up to the light. I think it was the light. Yeah, it must have been the light in front of Starbucks. So we get up to that light, and the four ways are flashing, and I see the guy who's driving the car open up his door and look under the car. So I'm thinking, oh no, maybe there's a malfunction in his car. What a horrible way to start the week. That's no fun. But he shuts the door, and when the light turns green, he keeps on going down the road. I thought, well, maybe he'll pull in there. I forget the name of that road, but I thought, well, maybe he'll pull in there and pull in where Starbucks is and check out and see what kind of problem he's got. But I thought, oh, maybe he's figured out what kind of problem he has because he is going to continue on down the road. So we're going on down the road now, and our next light would be the light in front of TJ Maxx. Well, he never shuts the four ways off, and he continues to move kind of slowly down the road. So we all continue to move kind of slowly down the road, and we get to TJ Maxx, and this time I think I realize that he's got big problems because the four ways are not off, and he's no longer looking under the car, so maybe he has realized what has happened. But We're just sitting there at the stoplight again. The stoplight turns green in front of TJ Maxx, and he continues to go on down Route 95. And he's moving at this slow pace. So I'm continuing to follow him at this slow pace. And then finally we get to the light in front of McDonald's. And, you know, this is where I'm going to get off and get a drink this morning because I've got plenty of time. And I notice that he's going to turn off there as well. So he turns off and I turn off. And as he turns off, now I can see the whole car. Before, I can only see the back of the car. I'm seeing it from the rear view. I don't quite have the panoramic view yet. So he turns into McDonald's, and I can clearly see now that the driver's side rear tire is flat, which is probably the problem that this gentleman was having as he was coming to work or wherever he was going this morning. Maybe he was going to school, who knows. His rear tire is flat, and he pulls off to the side, and I'm sure he'll get that tire changed. Now, I tell you this story for this particular reason. Number one, what a way to start the week. You know, here we are. It's January. January is usually not the happiest month. It's kind of a coldish, just basic month. There aren't really any celebratory holidays where you get together with friends and family. There's really nothing going on in January. It's right after all the big holidays of Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. So January's kind of a little bit of a boring month for most people. And I thought, what a way to go back to work for this guy to have a flat tire. So I felt empathy for this guy. I felt terrible that this was how he was starting his week. But then I realized that when we were way back, like three lights ago, there are several places to pull off on Route 95, especially if you believe you have a flat tire, to change that tire, because most people do have a spare in their trunk. Now, so then my empathy for this guy for having a flat tire on a Monday morning then turns to a little bit of anger, because if his tire had went completely flat, he would have ended up on the rim, and I don't think that would have ended up very well. Not to mention the fact that he was moving rather slow up 95 and kind of slowing me up this morning. So I guess that's a little self-serving, that I wish he would have gotten off the road earlier. But I'm glad he finally did. I hope by this time he's changed his tire and he's off and running to where he wants to go. So, you know, I hope everything's fine on this Monday. I hope everything's happy. I hope everything's chipper. But I felt bad for the guy in the white car this morning on Route 95 who had a flat tire on the rear driver's side of his car. I felt deeply bad for him. So, that's number one to kick off the morning. Now, the second thing I want to do, we give away a lot of things on this program. We've done that for a long time. Now, one of the things we have to give away are these, and I'm not going to use the name purposely. They are the cup holders that you put around drinks to keep them cold. I don't know if they keep the drinks warm or not. I think they just keep them cold. But they're those things that, you know, you, like if you have a can of pop or a can of whatever your favorite beverage is, you set it in this thing, and it's supposed to keep it cold. You know what I'm talking about. It's kind of a, well, it's not styrofoam, but it's kind of a rubbery object. Now, last week when I was announcing the prizes that we can give away on this show, and we're going to do giveaways today, so stick with me because that's going to be a lot of fun as well. But when I was talking about giving this away, because we still have it to give away, I had no idea what to call it. I didn't even know it had a name. So I'm mentioning this thing all week, and I'm saying cup holder and thermal cup holder and things that keeps your drink warm or cold, although I don't think it keeps your drink warm, so I've probably totally misrepresented that. Fast forward a little bit. Somebody had heard me doing this last week on the air. So this person comes up, and by and large, when I meet people in public, they are usually very nice and complimentary of the show. And this person said, you know, I like listening to your show. I like the trivia. They even tried to answer some of the trivia questions that we had last week, and we're like midway through the conversation, and they turn to me and they say, by the way, that drink thing you were talking about, it's called a koozie. That, so did you know that? It's called a koozie. I researched the crevices of my brain and tried to think, have I ever heard that called a koozie before? And is that something that is in, is that true? Now, I have come to find out that I do believe it is true, although I have not researched it. But I'm wondering where that name koozie comes from. Because I've heard cup cozies. You would see that this maybe is a cozy for a cup, but a koozie? I don't know what a koozie is. Well, I do know what a koozie is now. It's this thing we have to give away this morning. Which, by the way, we do have some great prizes here this morning. We have the Jags High Performance Koozie. Now, see, here's the funny thing. If I say that to you, if I say koozie, now, do you have any idea what I'm talking about? If I don't describe this object fully as a thing you put your can in to keep it cold, do you understand that it's a koozie? I don't know. I barely understand that it's a koozie. If I was listening to a radio program and they said, we have koozies to give away, I don't believe I would know what that is. So I'm going to call this a koozie, and I know a lot of you are regular listeners out there, so hopefully you know what I'm talking about now. So when I say I have a koozie, you know what I'm talking about, thanks to the listener who listens to the program. Also this morning, we have the Jags High Performance Extra Large T-shirts. We'll be giving those away as well. We have, we'll see what other kind of gifts we have here this morning, but I know those are the two big ones that we have when we get in our trivia. Last week, we had a lot of fun with the, what do you call it? I guess slogan trivia. Basically, what we were doing was we were giving the slogan or catchphrase for a business, and then you had to tell us what the slogan or catchphrase was. Like, I can't believe I ate the whole thing. Last week was Alka-Seltzer. And we only did this for about 30 minutes last week, and we got through about 20 of these things in 30 minutes. So we're going to do this later on this morning, and that'll be a lot of fun. Do want to remind you, by the way, we have a lot of great programming coming up here today on WWGH Radio. We have mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp coming up 10:10 till 11 a.m. this morning. Then we have Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. Then we have the Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m. today, so you're not going to want to miss that. All right, we've gotten through koozie this morning, and we've gotten through the flat tire on Route 95 this morning. All right. Okay, here's a story I want to tell. Now, I'm not sure if I've ever told this story on the air, and a matter of fact, this happened quite a while ago. It might have even happened a year ago or more. Oh, we're getting a call. So, hold on. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Hey, I was going to come in this morning, but I did not wake up in time.
Oh, you were going to come in, but you didn't wake up.
No, I didn't.
Well, see, you could have been the guest co-host this morning.
I could have been, yes. I shut my alarm off this morning. I was one of those Mondays, I guess you should say.
And you know, guest co-host of this show is a big honor.
It sure is. Yeah.
Yeah, to guest co-host this thing. So yeah, what's new?
Hey, I heard you talking about those koozies or whatever.
Koozies, apparently.
Well, you know, I'm with you on that because people say it different ways. And they also spell it different ways, and frankly, I don't think they work.
Well, see, here's what I don't understand. Now, it will not keep your drink warm. Like if you have a coffee from Starbucks, I don't think it'll keep your drink warm.
No, it just keeps you, like if it's hot, you put it over top of it, and you can hold it easier, or just like a cold drink. It doesn't keep your cold drink cold either, I don't think.
Well, that's what I thought was the purpose of it, was to keep the drink colder.
Yeah, it doesn't. Because, you know, the top of it's open, you know. It's not completely submerged into the holder. I think it's just like a grip thing. Like, you know, a lot of people use it for, like, a beer, to hold their beer, you know, like the beer bottles.
Nothing worse than a warm beer.
Yeah, it doesn't. To me, it doesn't work for me. I think they get hot faster, if you ask me.
Well, see, I've never really tried one. It's never really been my thing to try these, but I do know a lot of people try them, and I have even seen people who, when they're not using these koozies, they put them in the freezer. Now, maybe that's the proper way. Maybe that's how you keep the drink cold, is when they're empty, you keep them in the freezer, and then when you get your drink out of the refrigerator or you get a warm drink, you pull your koozie out of the refrigerator and you put a drink in it. See, that even that even sounds bad to say. You pull your koozie out of the refrigerator. What did you do this morning? Well, I pulled my koozie out of the refrigerator.
Well, see, I don't understand how that will work anyway, because it's the inside of the, well, you can hand make them too, of course, but the manufacturer ones, I guess you would say, has the rubber, like you said, the rubber on the inside is like some kind of like fabric on the outside. I don't know what kind of fabric you want to call it. Maybe like I don't know what kind of fabric it is on the outside. It's supposed to be like a smooth fabric on the outside. And it's like rubbery on the inside. So I don't know, by sticking rubbery material in the freezer would do anything.
Well, see, that's where I see them. I see people put them in their freezers when they're not using them, and then when they get a drink that they know they're going to go outside, this is mostly in the summer, not in the winter, when they know they're going to go outside in the summer, they pull the koozie out of the refrigerator, and they put, I know, see, that's so weird, that's going to be our saying today, I pulled my koozie out of the refrigerator. And they put the drink in it. By the way, has anybody on Earth ever heard it called a koozie? I've never heard anybody say, hey, I want a koozie for Christmas. I want a koozie for my birthday. Can you get me a koozie?
Now, I don't know what the different spelling is. They spell it what? C-O-Z-Y. And then the other spelling, is it like K-O-O-Z-I-E or something like that?
Well, see, K-O-Z-Y to me would be cozy.
Yeah.
So is it cozy or koozie?
Koozie. And the other one's koozie, right? K-O-O-Z-I-E.
Yeah, I would say K-O-O-Z-I-E. Is it Z-I-E or is it just Z-I?
I think it's supposed to be Z-I-E.
Z-I-E. Yeah, that could be koozie, but so could C-O-O-Z-I. That could be koozie as well.
I really don't know. We butcher the Queen of English every day, and we make our own slang words up every day, so
but
who knows?
I don't know if the Queen has ever used a koozie in her life. I don't think the Queen of England says, get me a koozie.
You don't think she has one on her wine glass?
No, I don't think she attaches that to her wine glass and says, I need to keep my red wine cold. Somebody get me a koozie.
Hey, you know, I just thought about it. We'll get a koozie for the radio station. We'll start selling them. Door prizes.
A WWGH radio koozie?
Yes, right.
Boy, those would fly off the shelf, wouldn't they?
They would fly right off the shelf.
At some point, it'll be nice if we have t-shirts. It'd be nice. I think people would like a WWGH radio t-shirt.
I thought our manufacturer, Terry Tacky, was working on that, I think.
I think they might be in production. There'll be people all over town with WWGH radio t-shirts. At one point, there were like four or five of them made, but I don't know what happened. Well, I do know what happened to one. I know one got stolen at the fair.
Well, there you go. The fan has it.
The fan got it with, what is that, a five-finger discount. Boy, I'll tell you, that made Terry angry, too. I remember that. We were over at the fair, and when you do broadcast from the fair, which we broadcast there for, you know, a week, he had that shirt over there on display. And at the end of the night, we would kind of put everything away on a back table. And one morning he came in and that shirt was gone. Now, see, I don't know if the person thought it was a free giveaway and that's why they took it, or if they were just trying to lift it.
Well, hopefully they're wearing it around town.
Well, I hope so. You know, if they had the indecency to steal it, I would hope at least they would have the decency to wear it around and promote us a billboard.
Right. I hope they're not using it for, like, a grease rag or anything.
No, we don't. You would think if they needed a grease rag, they could have stolen that from somebody else.
What you would think? You just never know nowadays.
If you're going to steal a grease rag, get it from somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to tell you, did you see that bad wreck in Pennsylvania?
That is a shame.
That is a shame. That's horrible. Yeah, it's one of the... Nope. I saw that on the internet. Wow. That's crazy.
Well,
I hope everything gets better.
Well, I think it all has to do with a lot of people not paying attention to what they're doing when they're driving, which is a shame.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's the distracted driving is getting worse every day. More of the technology that you get in your vehicles nowadays, probably worse is going to get, probably.
That could be.
Yeah.
That could be.
I mean, back in the old days, you're lucky you had a radio in your car.
Well, and I wish that's what people still did. Just listen to the radio. You know, listen to me as you're driving around in the morning, and then you won't have to worry about these horrendous crashes, hopefully.
Because every 5 seconds, you'll be like, be careful when you're driving. Do not text and drive.
Well, I feel like the driver's friend. You know, I'm in the car with you in the morning. I'm telling you funny, interesting, and sometimes oddball things like koozie. And, you know, hopefully I'm keeping you happy and comforted in the morning as you make your morning commute.
Right. I heard that story about the you fall on the car behind a broken tire.
Yeah, I felt bad because it was one of those big rimmed tires as well. And
why didn't you take a cup of coffee or something this morning while he was putting his new tire on?
Oh, you wanted me to get him a cup of coffee?
Yeah, you should have got him a cup of coffee. It's cold out this morning.
Well, because I was in a hurry to get here. It was either get him a cup of coffee or be late.
There you go.
But you know what? I have no problem changing a tire. I've changed many a tire in my life.
Yes, I remember being with you, and you ran over that curve over on the boulevard. And
now, see, why do you want to bring that up?
So we had to change a tire. Seriously, we had to change a tire over at the cemetery late at night.
But why wouldn't you just say, we got a flat tire, and we had to change a tire in the cemetery? Why do we have to go into the fact that you believe that I hit a curb?
No, we did hit a curb. That's what happened. You bit your tire and popped it.
I don't recall that. I'm going to have to be put on the witness stand for that one.
And that, I remember that was in your car that never really got damaged. It's been a lot of wrecks.
No, you're right. That was my original, it wasn't the original car I had, but it was really the first nice car that I had, and I had it for about 10 years. It never stopped running. Even when they took it away, even when the junkyard came and took it away, it was still running.
Yeah. It was a Honda Civic. What year was that? I can't remember. 96? 94?
No, it was newer than that. Because I got it... Well... No, I think it was a 98. Because I got 98? It... Yeah, because I got it in... when was that? I got it in 2000.
Okay. I remember that car was a tough... I mean, that thing's been in, like, wrecks and...
That car would take a beating and keep on ticking.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many curves we ran over the McDonald's curve. You remember that?
Wait a second, what?
Remember the McDonald's curve you turned into too soon and we broke a tire there, too?
Are you trying to talk about my depth perception this morning? The point is here, I can change a tire.
Yes, you did.
I don't know why you keep bringing this up. Why can't you just say we had a flat tire and you got out and changed it? Why do all these stories have to preface, well, you hit a curb? You hit a curb on the boulevard. You hit a curb at McDonald's. Why can't we just say, you know, a tire went flat?
Oh, we can't forget about the Lincoln. Remember the Lincoln?
Oh, what about the Lincoln?
You had the run flats on those, though.
I did, and now see, now tell the truth. In the time that I had the Lincoln, I don't believe I ever had a flat tire.
No, that you did. That one had the run flats on it. I think we did run over a curb before, but it had the run flat.
No, see, I don't think. No, there you go again. Nobody ran over a curb.
I think we did. I think we hit like a. I don't know what we hit. We hit something.
Okay, let's go back to reality here for a second. Since you, here's the thing. Now, yeah. So you were going to come in and guest host this program.
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
Overslept.
Okay. Now, my question is, because we still have a lot of guest hosts on this program, I like for people to come in and guest host. And a matter of fact, I have some people in mind who I want to come in and guest host this program. I don't want to give it away, but I have some people.
Bailey?
Who oh, no. She'll never be back.
Oh, no. She'll never be back.
No. She's gone. But, huh?
She's gone.
She's gone.
Oh.
Yeah. So, no, she'll never be back. But we're talking about people, new people, to come in and guest host this program, which I think will be just top drawer fantastic.
Okay, who's that?
Well, I just started this by saying I can't divulge who those people will be because I'm not sure that we have them booked yet. But I believe once we get them booked, it'll be big time.
Oh, you know who will be a good one?
Who's that?
Ted Williams.
Oh, Ted Williams, that's right. Man with the golden voice. I've interviewed him before. He called in last Friday on the 9-year anniversary of him being found on the curb in. It all comes back to curbs. Found on the curb in Columbus.
That's great. I mean, he's doing great. He's been on Today's shows and Dr. Phil and all those shows.
Yeah, it was great to hear the golden voice on Friday. I always enjoy the golden voice.
Yeah. So who else you got?
Well, I say I can't tell you. I'm not saying I have the golden voice. I'm just saying there are a couple people. Because here's one. This is what I like about local radio. I like bringing people in who aren't necessarily well-known and maybe haven't even been on the radio in their life and making them a guest co-host and seeing how well they do. And there is some talent that I have seen recently that I think will make a good guest co-host. A matter of fact, now, see, I don't want to jinx this, but there might be somebody calling in hour number two who could really be a great guest co-host.
Oh, I got it. I figured out who it could be.
Who's that?
Pat Carroll. Yeah.
I don't know.
I like Pat Carroll.
I don't think at this point in her life, Pat Carroll could come in and guest host this show.
You don't think so? Well, you know who else it could be?
Who's that?
It could probably be, let's see here, Ed Asner.
Well, I don't know. You know, Ed Asner stays pretty busy these days.
Yeah, he's pretty busy.
He's a busy man.
You probably want somebody local that can come into the studio.
Yeah, you want a local person who's never really been on the radio. Like a Pat Carroll and an Ed Asner, they've been on the radio.
Yeah, so you probably want somebody local. Well, I don't know. Jeff Ruth would be a good one.
Well, Jeff Ruth has been on, and I believe Jeff is going to be on again sometime soon. I had a little conversation with Jeff again last week. I think last week I had a conversation with Jeff. So, yeah, he'll be back.
Yeah. I'm not sure. We'll have to figure out some. You know what you should do? A show with your mother. That'd be good.
A show with my mother.
The Mother and Son Show.
I think there's a better chance of people who will never be on this show being on this show again before Mom's on the show.
I think that'll be a good. I tell you, the ratings would go skyrocket.
No, see, you don't want your mother on the air with you because you never know where that would go.
That's true. You're right. That could go a million different ways.
Now, would you want to have your mother on the air with you?
Well, my mom's actually.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, don't put us on a downer on a Monday morning.
No, I'm just saying my mom's not alive. She died in 84.
Okay, now you know I'm not talking about your biological mother.
Well, I understand why you wouldn't want your mother's on the or your father's, probably, because they could dig up your history.
Well, right, and not that it's a bad history, but we just don't want to get into that.
I mean, you're already in the tabloids enough.
Yes, I do spend a lot of time in the tabloids. Who needs more of that?
I have not seen you in the tabloids forever, though.
No, it's a good thing. I've been tabloid free for a couple months.
Yeah,
that's a nice thing to be free and clear.
That's right. So what about this? Okay, I was going to ask you not to do politics, but I'm trying to figure out. I see this on. So are we going to war? Or are we not going to war?
Now, I don't know. It depends at this point from everything I've read.
Yes, I just tried to figure all that out because it's kind of confusing on the internet. What he's planning on doing?
I don't know. It's just unfortunate that every time I open up Facebook now, 90% of it seems to be about: is it right to go to war? Is it wrong to go to war? Is it right what somebody did? Is it wrong what somebody did? You know, I don't know. That's for higher people than me to decide, and whatever they decide, they decide, and, you know, hopefully it'll be in the best interest of everybody involved.
Well, I hope we don't, because it'll cause our gas prices to go skyrocket.
Well, I just, you know, I worry about, it can be, war can be tough, but sometimes it's necessary, I guess. So, I don't know. However, it comes down.
We definitely have to protect our country. Don't get me wrong, but if we're just going to war for just to go to war, I don't think that's 100% good to do. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's right. Now, here's a good question for you: what do you think? Because I was thinking about this the other day. What do you think makes a good friend? What are the qualities you want in a good friend?
A good friend?
Yeah. Somebody who shows up to co-host this show in the morning. That's number one on the list.
A good friend would not shut the alarm off and come in there and would have been there this morning.
Right. That's a quality of a good friend.
I know, right?
And obviously we have failed on that one this morning.
Well, I never said I was coming in. I was going to surprise coming in. So that wasn't planned, folks. I wasn't supposed to come in there this morning. I was going to come in, just show up unannounced.
And that surprise went right down the tubes.
It did. It went down the tubes this morning. But there's always another day, right? Always another day.
Well, you never know. Somebody asked me this past weekend when I was going to California.
I'm actually going to California.
Yeah. But see, I'll never be coming back.
Why?
Well, because I'm going to go out there and, you know, take my little bit of talent that I have and go out there and become, you know, a big time celebrity out in California.
Oh, okay. So you know what? You might be able to hook up with Dr. Phil. Make you become famous, but he'll go, bring you on his show and
that quack?
Introduce you and.
That quack? You want me to go on that quack show? I don't even think he's a real doctor.
He's the number one show on the network, he says.
Well, he can be the number one show on the network, but I just don't think he's a real doctor.
I don't know. I never really checked into him. I'm sure he has the credentials, don't he?
I don't know. I think, now, see, the tabloids, there's somebody they should peel into and see exactly where this Dr. Phil went to college, because I think he probably went to, like, Bert and Ernie's psychology school.
Ernie?
Yeah, because I just don't believe this guy is a real psychiatrist, because the way he talks to people is not how a psychiatrist or a psychologist would talk to people.
Yeah. I don't know. I really never checked in for a body. I really don't know.
I mean, you're not supposed to be yelling at people like that.
Well, I think Oprah made him famous.
Well, there you go. See, I think Oprah probably paid to have the doctor put in front of his name. I don't believe this man's ever been a doctor.
I really don't know. I guess we'll have to check into that.
And the same thing with that Dr. Oz. Now, there's another guy who just drives me insane.
See, I don't like watching that show either because he's always killing people.
Well,
he's always giving, like, oh, you have this disease, or...
Well, see, that... I don't know if he's always killing people, but what I don't like about Dr. Oz is that he tells you...
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Right, but
everybody has if you have this, you have this disease, you know what I mean?
Well, what I don't like about him is he tells you what's going to kill you, and...
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Right, but when I'm sitting at home, I don't know if that's true or not. See, I remember that one time. What did he get in trouble for? He said something was bad for you, and that company sued him. Wasn't it orange juice or something?
He
said there was something. I thought it was to do with orange juice, but I thought he had some falling out with the orange juice company, and the orange juice companies all got very angry with him and went to sue him, and it was just a big mess.
Oh, yeah. I'm not really sure on that. Huh.
It was very early on when he first went on the air.
I can't watch the show anymore because, you know, I'm a diabetic and stuff, you know, and I just don't want to, you know, if you eat this kind of food, this will trigger this. If you eat this kind of drink or drink this kind of drink, you'll trigger this. And I was like, you know, it's just so depressing watching that show.
I agree with you. Oh, I wanted to get back to this because there was a purpose for me to ask you what a good friend is.
Oh.
Yeah, I did have a purpose to that.
Well, I mean, good friend is be there for you when you need them, best that they can. You know, they can keep secrets when it needs to be, or you know, you can tell them anything. And open-minded person, basically.
Well, here is my definition of a good friend. Now, and this happened on Friday. This is why I'm bringing this up. Now, Friday, I'm going to try to tell this as loosely as I can because I don't want to say anybody's name or where it was supposed to be or any of that, but I just want to give the point of this story. On Friday, I was supposed to be somewhere at a certain time, and I totally forgot that I was supposed to be at this place. Totally forgot. Didn't remember that I was supposed to be there at all. So I'm sitting somewhere doing something else because I had scheduled something else instead of going to this original thing because I had totally forgot I was supposed to be there. And I get an email from the person saying, did you forget that you were supposed to be here today? Are you okay? Are you coming back? You know, that sort of thing. And what I thought was nice about that was that, you know, they checked in almost like immediately to make sure that I was doing okay. Now, I thought that's a good friend.
Okay, yeah.
No, do you disagree?
No, that's a good friend. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, they checked in like within minutes of me not showing up to the thing. They were right there.
There you go. And you apologize to them, say, I forgot I booked something else or what?
Huh?
Did you tell them? Were you honest? Were you an honest friend? Say, oh, I totally forgot. I booked something.
Oh, I did. I told him. I said, well, I really slipped my mind. But now, see, here's the thing. Because, see, I get a little paranoid about this. I thought to myself, now, are they checking up on me because they think I'm dead? That they think my health is so precarious that maybe I've died and that's why I'm not here? And that's not a good checkup. Or are they checking up on me because they're really concerned about where I am?
So they probably want to say, you know, where in the heck are you? You said you were going to be here.
Well, see, I don't know if it came off angry or not because you never know in an email. So
yeah.
Who knows? By the way, I just got a message on Facebook. And I love this. So it's somebody out there listening. So, hey, the person out there listening, you're exactly right. All that says on Facebook was, finally, someone who agrees with me about Dr. Phil.
Well, What'd they say?
Well, that's what they said. They said, finally someone who agrees with me about Dr. Phil that he's nuts.
I mean, you know, I'm not a big Dr. Phil fan myself. I don't watch his show. I really never really checked on his credentials or anything like that, but I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, is this show considered a reality TV show, right?
I don't know. He calls himself a doctor. I'm going to call myself a doctor. Dr. Scott, here every morning. I'll solve all your problems.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people that get the doctor degree by the, what they call that, it's called honored or whatever. They give it to you as a...
An honorary title?
Yeah. But maybe that's how he got it.
Well, but if you get an honorary doctor, you're really not a psychologist.
I don't know. He just says he worked for the police department and he's a mandated reporter.
He works for the police department?
He said he helps out the police department. He said he's trained in different things. I think he said he's trained in like, I can't remember. You have to check in on him. But he said
he's trained in how to eat 15 hamburgers in under a minute. Listen, this. So he says he worked for the police department.
I think he said he worked. No, I think he said he works with the police. No, I don't think he worked for the police.
Oh, see, that's a complete lie.
I don't know. I think that's what he said one time on one of the shows I did catch one time. Like I said, I'm not a big follower. You have to ask the people that watch it every day. I don't know. I'm not a big.
I think he's had one too many koozies of beer.
I don't know. I mean, I thought. Now, don't correct me if I'm wrong. You double check. I thought he said on one of his shows that I caught one day. I think it was at the doctor's office. You know, you're at the doctor's office. They always have it on. And I thought he said, he says it all the time that he's a mandated reporter.
Well, okay. Well, here, but we got a break coming up here in about 2 minutes. And I want to make sure to get these two topics in because you're going to continue to listen to the show today, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's the two topics that I want to broach in the next hour. And this is really where I went with this friend thing, actually the original reason. Now, last week I told a story about, was it last week? Yeah, I think it was last Monday. I told a story because somebody was supposed to be listening and they were going to call in. Now, I finally found out through the course of the week that the reason they didn't call in is because they overslept last week. So, I talked to this person, and they are supposed to call in next hour. So, but it's an iffy thing, because this is live radio, and I'm going to tell the story again, so everybody who wasn't listening last week understands what's going on, and then when they call in, if they call in, we'll finally have the completion of this story, which took a week to tell. So, If they're out there listening now, because they told me they set their alarm for 8 o'clock this morning. A matter of fact, they showed me that they set three alarms. One at 7:55. Yeah, that's right. One at 7:55, one at 8:05, and one at 8:10, I believe it was.
See, I don't feel bad for sleeping in this morning.
Well, no, but this person, next hour, you know, and if you hear it, you tell me. But see, I don't know if they really got up or not because I haven't checked in with them this morning. So we'll find out if it happens next hour. So that's number one. That's a good friend. And the other thing, next hour, because I don't think I've ever told this story on the air. And when you hear this, if you want to commentate a little bit on it, you can. But do you remember, I don't know how, it's 6 months ago, maybe a year ago. Do you remember the story about 1 o'clock in the morning and the pizza being delivered?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that comes back to you in the end.
It sure does.
It does. Now, I don't want, we only got a minute left here, so I can't get into that story, but I'm going to tell that story next hour because I think that's kind of an interesting story. And, well, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I will. Yeah.
It's a very interesting story, so I'm going to talk a little bit about that since you talked about me running over curbs this morning.
I knew that was coming.
Holy mackerel. Me running over curbs.
I knew it was coming back around.
Well, no, this isn't necessarily a bad story on you. It's just, it's one of those weird things that happened. The thing about this story that I like most is the guy, well, people will have to hear it. It's the guy who brought the pizza. That to me is the highlight of the story, but people will have to listen to get the full panoramic view. So we've got that coming up, and we're also going to do some of these slogans for companies. So we've got a lot coming up in hour number two. It's going to be a lot of fun. And also, I think a trip is coming up here pretty soon, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about that in hour number two.
A what?
A trip.
A trip.
A trip.
What kind of trip?
Well, we'll have to talk about that in hour number two.
Oh. Okay.
So stay tuned. We'll be back in about 10 minutes after news, weather, and much more. We're coming back in about 15 minutes. And if you're out there listening, that person who's supposed to call in, stick with us. I'm expecting the call in the next hour. We'll be back in about 15 minutes.
It's never easy. You know, I mean, I could have taken extra one. I had 1 year coming, so I did that 1 year. And they were fine with me. You know, I get, you know, calls to me when the train gets to the last stop, you get off. And nothing is forever. I'd never...